Micronism, Engaging Causeless Mercy from Micronism's Inside a Quiet Mind, which just picked up a very prestigious award at the Tates, which is happening on Tuesday night, I believe. Welcome to the BFM Studios, Denver. McCarthy, all the way returning to Aotearoa from Australia. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Man, what a special feeling. Must be great to get this very prestigious award. I reckon it's probably one of the best, actually, to get. It's the Independent Music New Zealand Classic Record Award.
It's crazy. Like, who would have thought that this ancient electronic music CD from, you know, last century would come back to life somehow? I was talking to Mikey in the car. It must be Krishna's divine hand at play here, because I don't have any other explanation.
Yes. Is it something that you thought about, you know, like over the past few decades at all? Is it just a relic from the past, something you did in the past?
Well, Mikey certainly keeps reminding me and bringing it back to life somehow. He re-released it just on the kind of 20 year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And now there's like a re-release coming soon on vinyl. So he's not letting me forget. Okay. Easily.
It's been very interesting to follow on social media. Just I've certain news articles and stuff like that might pop up, and to see, you know, friends or acquaintances, like, you know, tell, you know, throw in their two cents about how great the record is and stuff like that. It's funny seeing these sort of exchanges, and we've talked about the record in the past on Audio Culture, and just maybe it was Grant Smithies, just to reminisce about you and The Gathering and stuff like that. It was super powerful.
Yeah. There's an extreme amount of hype. certainly, it's almost reached mythical proportions.
It has now. You're wizard status.
Yeah. And I mean, that beautiful, very positive review that Grant gave in his nice book. It was just so overwhelmingly positive. And I think that, you know, all of these kinds of little things goes towards somehow or another it just popping up again. And I mean, I'm so grateful. Like, I would never have thought, you know, and especially because I've kind of moved on from electronic music a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not producing, you know, anything like I was in my mid-20s, back in the 90s, right? That was just my life. I just lived techno, literally. So
how did you first come to get into techno?
Look, I remember I was involved in a metal band before I got into techno, and someone took me to my first kind of nightclub type techno event on K Road, and we snuck in with these really terrible false IDs where I looked like I was 14 on the photo, and had my first experience, and it was like, wow, this is like a really positive vibe, and like people are smiling at each other. Quite different from the metal gigs that I was kind of used to. And I just became interested in the culture, that like the sort of positive vibe of it all. And I quickly kind of moved my guitar equipment on and got into some synthesizers and stuff like that. I used to work at Kingsley Smith's music shop. I don't know, probably that's a bit before everyone's time here. So
That makes sense. My next question was going to be like, how on earth does one person go about making that shift and knowing what pieces of kit to pick up? But if you're working in a music shop, I guess you kind of have a bit of inside knowledge.
Yeah, right. So a lot of that tech was kind of available to me. Mm. And I just started tinkering. And the beauty of it was that, you know, with a band, a metal band, you know, you have to, I don't know if you've ever tried organizing a band practice and a regular one. It's actually a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
So here, you know, you just did it all yourself. You weren't relying on people to turn up on time. Mm. We were lucky. I had my friend Josh who organized all that stuff. But Just the, yeah, just being able to sit down in your home and create all of this music by yourself. It was like this refreshing thing. And also I'm a little bit of an introvert, so it suited my nature just tinkering away by myself in my bedroom.
Now, did you at the time ever get to perform it live? Obviously, the gathering and stuff like that. But what's the live situation around that era for Micronism? How did it all work?
Look, the Micronism album came out in 98. The next year, I had moved into like a contemporary Hare Krishna ashram in Wellington. So I did a few gigs after the release of Inside a Quiet Mind, but mainly DJing, because DJing is just an art form that I also love. And I prefer to, when I present my music, to DJ it, because there's certain limitations around doing live electronic music where I prefer to move people through a whole journey, through an hour and a half, through different... I mean, some producers are able to pull it off. I can't do that in a live setting, so... this weekend I'll be DJing a lot of my music and a lot of unreleased stuff, you know, tomorrow.
Well, that's kind of special.
Yeah, it's a bit, like a lot of my, it's quite schizophrenic, like this, the Inside of Quiet Mind stuff is just kind of a particular thread of music, but I was doing a whole lot of other styles as well at the time. But I just chose stuff that sort of fit together as a concept, as an album.
You've obviously done pretty well to keep track or have the stuff on file somewhere and be able to access it.
They were all sitting on DAT tapes.
Okay.
So I had to actually go and buy a secondhand DAT recorder in Brisbane to pull the tracks off and just prepare a few things.
Bit of a process in itself doing that.
Yeah, a little bit of... work there involved. So if you are coming tomorrow, then it's going to be a mixture of different things, so we hope everyone enjoys it.
We're talking about Neck of the Woods tomorrow night. You can get your tickets from, it looks like Loop. Fucking tickets for this one. You're performing tomorrow night alongside Orb and also Sonoy.
Oh, dude,
who's a legend.
I'm just warming up for Sonoy, pretty much. He's on after me, so yeah. Look, I look forward to hearing his. Mikey hooked me up with a remix of one of Sonoy's tracks, and it was such a beautiful track, and I just had so much fun spending time with the melodies for a few days as I was trying to add something of my own flavor to it, but. Yeah, such beautiful production, and the melodies were so sweet. So I look forward to, joining him tomorrow. Should be a good night.
A bloody rager.
Yes. In the words of that famous poet from last century, I think it's going to be a good night.
Yeah. Micronism, Sonoy, and Orbi. Tomorrow night, Neck of the Woods. Grab your tickets. And of course, congratulations on picking up the classic record at the Tates, which is happening on Tuesday night. So have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thanks so much.